Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christina. May I have the phone number associated with your account?
Yes, 360-861-8569.
Thank you. Give me one moment to locate your account, please. You verify the name and address on the account for me?
Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, middle initial M, last name H-U-B-L-E-R.
Thank you.
Address is 458 Elma Hicklin Road, McCleary, Washington, 98557.
Thank you for that verification. How can I help?
Yes, this is in regards to an email that I was just received indicating that my credit card information was incorrectly put in, and I have the correct number here if would like to take care of that.
Okay, give me one moment. My system's moving a little slow on me. All right, I only need the number and the expiration date, and I'm ready when you are.
All righty. The number is 4100-3904-7288-1289. Expiration date 0724.
That was zero February of 24.
No, that's 07.
Okay. Sorry, the line kind of cut out on me. So do you want me to repeat that back to you for verification?
Yes, please.
Okay, I have 41-00-39-04-72-88-12-89-7 of 2024.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, give me 1 second for the system to verify it's updated. All right, I have gotten that updated, and once your shipment has left the warehouse, they'll be sending you an email to give you the tracking info. Was there anything else I could help with at this time?
Is there a way of kind of accelerating these subscriptions? Can I double up, or is just a case of what do you want to call it? Not a victim, but it's just the situation. Parts are not available in quantities required.
Well, the warehouse has been moving, so some of the parts they waited to send them from our parent company in the UK until that was done, and we're expecting all of those to be coming in like now and beginning of March. If you want to increase it, we can. We can increase it to like 8 or between up to 12 issues in each shipment. If you want to
do
eight.
Let's just go with 12.
Okay.
Because it's been literally almost a year since the last, well, May, come in May, it'll probably be the, let's do that. Let's just go ahead and charge the card more.
Okay. Did you receive magazine 4 with 7, 8, 9, and 10?
The last thing I got was all by itself was the little Ecto Ghostbuster hardcover magazine.
Yeah, the Suspect Eerie Errors and Suspect Ghosts or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a special. But there was, I noticed you said that you didn't receive anything since May as far as your issues. We did ship. So I mean, the last shipment we sent was in October, but if you didn't receive that, I can go ahead and reship that to you.
I keep all the receipts. So your shipments generally sound like like a lot of stuff. But let's see. Yeah, the last shipment was October. Just seemed like it was forever. 7, 8, 9, 10 with a, Yeah, with the Ecto number plate. So I did get those. That's
awesome.
Yeah, that's the last thing.
Okay. Yeah, so that was the last one that went out. But I've gotten that increased to 12. So when your shipment begins processing, it'll send magazines 5, 6, and 7 with the correlating issues.
All righty. Because, absolutely just tickled pink with the idea of, A, putting this together and enjoying something that you just don't see laying around.
Absolutely.
Let's put it this way. I'm spending more on this toy than on the first car I ever bought.
I believe
by quite a bit. So I was like, boy, that's kind of, that's just, kind of throwing it out there. It's like, wow, I don't remember spending $200 for a pickup. And here I'm spending, $1,500 plus on a toy. And I'm like, things have changed.
Then indeed they have.
That was 60, almost 60 years ago. But
yep, I bet. And back then you could buy a nice vehicle for much less than this model cost.
If I had $1,500 to buy, I would have been driving a, I was eyeballing, my daydream car at the time was a Jaguar XKG. They had one sitting at the showroom floor. It was used. And that would have been my dream car. I'd sit there and drool over that, and I says, "Well, I need something to get me to and from work." And this'll, and then 2 years later, the thing tried to kill me.
Oh no! Well, I'm glad that you made it through the it trying to kill you. Vehicles do have a bad habit of doing that sometimes. And on the bright side, the Ecto-1 won't be able to do that.
That's true. It'll like I said, I get so much enjoyment from putting it together and seeing that you can custom, you can put your own touches on it. It doesn't have to be, museum specs. It's got to be just like this. I've got the engine there sitting. I'm weathering it and daydreaming about, I'm going to do this next, but waiting for the I was going to wire the whole thing, and I said, "Well, I think they come with that."
Mm-hmm.
I better hang off on those details before I, don't get ahead of myself.
It does. That will come I think it comes in the second to, in the very last shipment, you should receive the uplighting kit, and the case, I believe, comes then too.
All righty. So I look forward to the next shipment, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.